The personnel chiefs of the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force tell Congress this week they'd like to see changes to the new retirement system lawmakers passed just a few months ago. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, they're worried about the effect on young enlisted personnel.
The new blended retirement system isn't set to take effect until January of 2018, so it's difficult to predict how it would impact service members. The military service's top personnel officials told the Senate Armed Services Committee they generally supported the reforms Congress passed in December because they would provide at least some retirement savings to members who serve fewer than 20 years. But Lieutenant General James McConville, the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff for Personnel, said the mechanism for doing that, providing government matching contributions to service members' thrift savings plan accounts, might not pan out for enlisted military members who might not make their own contributions during the first few years of service.
You know, the way that retirement works is you get 40% at 20 years, and the way you make that up is by going along and saving in the thrift savings program. So for most folks, the way the math works out, if you max out your savings and put it in there and do what you want to do and get your continuation pay, you'll probably be ahead at retirement age if you do that. But a lot of our young soldiers live paycheck to paycheck. And if they can't start saving early, they're going to have a tough time staying with the force when they get to 20, 25. We have some great non-commissioned officers who are serving 30, 32 years doing hard work, and we want to make sure that they have a good retirement when they get to that level.
Under the system the military has operated under since the late 1940s, troops earn defined benefit pensions based on a multiplier which delivers 50% of their basic pay for the rest of their lives, assuming they retired at 20 years of service. But service members who serve fewer than 20 years receive nothing. The system Congress passed in December, following recommendations from the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission, reduces that 20-year retiree's pension to 40% of basic pay. In exchange, the government will make automatic 1% contributions to members' TSP accounts after 3 years of service, plus match up to 4% of service members' voluntary investments. Current projections promising that the pension reductions would be offset by those TSP investments are based on the supposition that service members would invest enough of their own pay into their accounts to max out the government's matching contributions. Lieutenant General Mark Berlakis, the Marine Corps Deputy Commandant for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, says there's reason to question whether that will actually happen.
You know, we've not begun the retirement program. It begins at the beginning of calendar year 18, so we're still not sure exactly what we're going to get. We're not sure on the take rate because our young enlisted Marines and officers will have the option on whether they opt into the TSP. They will have that 20-year retirement at a lower rate, but if you're going to come close to what the current 50% retirement at 20 years provides, you have to start doing the savings. And I think that goes to Jim's earlier comment with respect to the NCOs.
In its 2017 budget proposal, DOD proposed several tweaks to the new retirement system, including delaying the government's TSP match until a military member's fifth year of service, around the time most enlisted troops begin their second enlistment. In exchange, DOD's proposal would increase the government's matching contribution to 5%. The new retirement system would also cut off the government's matching contributions once a member has served for 26 years. Lieutenant General Gina Grasso, the Air Force's Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower, Personnel, and Services, said that would reduce the incentive for senior enlisted personnel to keep serving.
And we would like to see matching up to 30 years of service, not stopping at 26, because we have a significant portion of our senior NCOs that serve that we need to stay in beyond 26 years.
The Pentagon also wants to adjust the continuation bonuses Congress agreed to as part of the retirement reform package. The newly enacted system gives lump sum incentive payments to members who've served 12 years as long as they agree to stay in the military for another four. At a minimum, those bonuses amount to 2.5 times the military member's monthly pay, but the military services have the option of adding another bonus worth up to 13 months of pay during times of low retention. Vice Admiral Bill Moran, the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Manpower, Personnel, Training, and Education, said the payments are a valuable tool to make sure the military holds on to its best people, but pegging the payments precisely at 12 years of service is far too rigid.
The one that's most important to me is the ability to force shape at the mid-career. So this continuation pay at 12 years is locked right now at 12 years. I believe in the Navy, in particular with our high-tech, growing high-tech skill requirements, and are still lower skilled requirements, we need flexibility in that 12 years. Something from 8 to 14 might be more appropriate, but I can get you more detail on what we think would be best for the Navy. And the other proposals are interesting, but I think the most important to me and the Navy is the ability to have flexibility in the 12-year continuation pay proposal.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee's Personnel Subcommittee, said Tuesday that at least one of DOD's proposals, delaying those matching contributions until a military member's fifth year of service, was a non-starter.
It was an intentional choice by this committee to set eligibility to 2 years and 1 day of service. The department came over last year and asked us to modify that by pushing the eligibility date further into a service member's career. We unanimously rejected that call last year, and we will continue to reject requests from the Department of Defense that would delay government contributions until 5 years of service. We believe that the new retirement system should benefit more service members. Let me be clear, it is our commitment to the many service members who go out on deployment before reaching their fifth year of service that they too have earned some retirement.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.